Welcome to Israel 18 News at 8 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are clear tonight, with a gentle breeze making for a pleasant evening. Meanwhile, in Haifa, a cooler night is expected, perfect for a stroll by the beach. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports that an explosion occurred on Iran's Kish Island just hours after Trump threatened a significant attack on Tehran. Also, from Israel Hayom, a confrontation over air conditioning turned alarming when a student returned to a study room with a weapon. Also this hour, according to Times of Israel, Trump warns Iran will face severe military consequences for Houthi attacks on Saudi vessels. In response, some Israeli mayors have reopened public bomb shelters. Separately, Forward shares that prize-winning journalist Amir Tibon is returning to his kibbutz, reflecting on his experiences from October 7th. And finally, 24 News notes that the U.S. House of Representatives voted again to compel Trump to stop military action against Iran, with some Republicans breaking ranks. From X, the latest. Al Arabiya English reports, just minutes ago, of an explosion heard on Iran's Keshm Island, as per Iranian state TV. Eyal Yacobi, a political commentator, questions the reasoning behind recent escalations, posting earlier today. Iris, a civilian commenter, notes that President Trump mentioned on Israel's Channel 12 his contemplation of a massive military strike soon. Let's go deeper, starting with the situation in Iran. Walla reports an explosion on Kish Island as tensions escalate following Trump's threats. This development raises concerns about potential regional instability and the threat of further military confrontations. Turning to the incident reported by Israel Hayom, a student's frustration over air conditioning led to a dangerous escalation with a weapon being brought into a study room. Authorities are investigating, highlighting the need for conflict resolution in shared spaces. Meanwhile, Times of Israel details Trump's warning of military action against Iran in response to Houthi attacks on Saudi ships. This comes amid heightened security measures in Israel, with mayors reopening bomb shelters, reflecting growing regional tensions. Separately, Forward highlights journalist Amir Tibon's decision to return to his kibbutz, a move symbolizing resilience after surviving the October 7th events. His experience underscores the personal impact of ongoing tensions in the region. And finally, from I-24 News, the U.S. House of Representatives vote reflects a divide within American politics regarding military action against Iran. This decision could affect diplomatic relations and ongoing negotiations. Turning to business and markets, first, Globes reports Greece approving a $4 billion deal for Israeli air defense systems, marking a significant milestone in defense procurement. Separately, CTEC notes Greece's plans to build the Achilles Shield network with Israeli technology as part of its military modernization program. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reports oil prices have surged past $90 a barrel due to recent tensions in the Gulf, particularly impacting global markets and energy investments. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 9 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.